up to Nun Zion Omid Beis. Top of the daf, yeah? Okay, Omer of Yochanan. Hishkin, the Nothal Pasuk, will talk Piv. Person gets up in the morning and without him thinking about it, a Pasuk, what's it called? He starts saying a Pasuk. Mashin Dati just thinks about it, but the Sof Piv means that he starts saying it. Harizu Nevuah Ketana. So that is a kind of Nevuah. Nevuah Ketana. Means that it's it has a meaning to it. When we finish this sugya and we go back and speak about dreams and why this is in the Gemara, all these things, Abai and Rav or whatever, so we'll speak about this also. What does that mean, Nevuah Ketana? But it, whatever it means, it's a auspicious kind of happening. Means something. Tana Rabban. And some say that this is going back on what we learned before. Mer says before that wine could be a good sign, could be a bad sign. So this Gemara says, if the pasuk on wine of yain l'samach levav enosh, what's it called, comes to mind, then wine is a good. The wine that you had a dream about the night before is a good sign. If the pasuk of tnu shecher la'oved, the yain l'morei nefesh, comes to mind, right, or comes to your mouth, then it's a bad sign. So the Gemara says, for talmid chacham, it's always a good sign, but for other people, it could be good or bad. So if when you wake up in the morning and you had the dream about wine, and all of a sudden you're saying one of these two psukim, then that'll tell you if the dream was a good dream about wine or not. But others want it in general. Person wakes up in the morning without thinking, and all of a sudden he's saying a pasuk. There's something auspicious about that. Tana Rabban, Shloshim Malachim Hein. There are three kings that if you see them in a dream, they mean something. Haroed David Bechalom Yitzapa Lechasidus. If you see David HaMelech in a dream, so you'll be a chassid. You won't be. You should look forward to being a chassid. Shlomo yitzapa lechachma. If you see Shlomo, then you should look forward to being a chacham. Achav yidag min apuranios. And if you see Achav, you should be scared that tzoras are going to come to you. I don't know. In your dream, you have this feeling that you're seeing these people. Right, or somebody says to them, oh, David, or whatever, so in the dream. So I don't know if you have to know what they look like, but you recognize that you're dreaming about that king. That's the idea. And the reason by David he's a chassid, because David HaMelech, we said a few times in the Gemara before, David HaMelech referred to himself as a chassid, David HaMelech referred himself as a chassid. Okay, Gimel Nevi'im Hein. There are three Nevi'im that if you see them in a dream, they also have different connotations. Haroes Sefer Malachim Yitzapa L'Gdula. Okay, here Nevi'im doesn't necessarily mean a Navi himself, but Sifrei Nevi'im. If you see Sefer Malachim in your dream, and not the night before you went to a shir on Sefer Malachim, you had nothing to do with it, and all of a sudden you see the Sefer Malachim in your dream, Yitzapa L'Gdula, because what Malachim speak about, the greatness of various Malachim. Yechezkel Yitzapa L'Chachma. If you see Yechezkel, right, you should, what's it called, be Mitzapa L'Chachma. And the Kut Mistama means Sefer Yechezkel. Same thing as Sefer Malachim. And Yeshaya Yitzapa L'Nechama. Yeshaya, you should be Mitzapa L'Nechama. And Yirmiya, Yidag min apuranios. Okay. Now, Lechora, there's, here we said four. Right? So it could be that the first one, Sefer Malachim, doesn't count. He's not seeing any specific Navi. The other ones are three specific Navi, and those are the three. And they ask, what's Yecheskel? Why is Yecheskel a symbol of Chochma? All the other ones I understand. Yeshaya is Nechama, and what's it called? Sefer Malachim is Gedula. Right? Yirmiyah obviously speaks about Puranios. But why is Yecheskel Chachma? So one of the Mepharshim says that because he saw the Binyan by his Beis HaMikdash, and by the Beis HaMikdash it says Chachma, Tvuna, whatever. I think that's a little far-fetched, because that's the case. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, even though it says by Shlomo also Chachma, but it wasn't because of the Beis HaMikdash. I think the part of the reason, Gemara says, that Roa Yecheskel, Roa Sashivcho Alayam, Asher Lo Roa Yecheskel Ben Buzi. That Yecheskel saw tremendous chachma, that even so, the shivcha by the yam saw even more. So Yecheskel saw, my summer kava, whatever, that was tremendous chachma that a person can't get on his own. Something can only get from Nevuah. So that's the kind of chachma it's talking about. Shlosha ksuvin. The three ksuvin, that if you see them, also they're auspicious. Ksuvin gedolim heim. Haroah sefer tehillim, yitzapa lechasidus. Right? Because David HaMelech wrote the Iker Tehillim, and therefore David HaMelech was a chassid, so yitzapa lechasidus. Mishle, yitzapa lechachma. Shlomo HaMelech wrote Mishle, therefore same thing with chachma. Iyuv, yidag min haperonios. Iyuv speaks mostly about tzaris, and therefore, what's it called? You should be worried that you're going to have tzaris. You see Iyov. Shlosh ksuvim ktanim hei. Three books of ksuvim that are smaller books. Haroa shir ashirim b'chalom yitzapa l'chasidus. If you see shir ashirim speaks about avas Hashem to Yisrael and avas Yisrael Hashem. Ava is a higher madrig of chasidus. Kohelis yitzapa l'chochma. Kinos yidag min aperonios. Haro Megillus Esther, Neis Naselo. You see Megillus Esther, miracles are going to happen to you. Shlosha Chachomim Heim. Right, there are three Chachomim. If you see them in a dream, right, and again, also, you don't know what Rebbe looked like, but if you see in a dream and you have a feeling that you're seeing Rebbe, so then this is what it means. Haro Rebbe V'chalom Yitzapa L'Chachma. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi is a simon of Chachma. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Yitzapa L'Ashiras. He was tremendously rich, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, yidag min haperonios, because he was killed by the Romans in a terrible way. They tore up his face. Shlosha talmidei chachamim heim. The first ones were chachamim who had smicha. These three never got smicha. Haroah ben Azai b'chalom yitzapa l'chasidus. Ben Zoma yitzapa l'chachma. Acher yidag min haperonios. Okay? They were called Ben Zoma and Ben Azai because they never got smicha. Kol mine chayus yofus lechalomak. Let's go over the Rashi here. Hishkim ha'omid mitosel v'nofalo pasuk b'thiv. He got up, and all of a sudden you're saying this pasuk without thinking. Shir ashirim kulo yirah shamayim. The chibas hamokum b'leiv kol Yisrael. The whole idea of shir ashirim is a tremendous yirah shamayim, and how much love a Jew has for what's it called for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Rebbe Shmuel ben Elisha meharugei malchus hayah. The pshitu or kartafto b'chayah. They pulled off the skin of his face when he was alive, so it's a terrible sign of peronios. Okay, let's go. Kol minei chayos yofos lechalom. All kinds of animals are good signs in a dream. Chutz min hapil v'hakof v'hakofel. Except for elephants. If you see an elephant in a dream, it's not a good sign. If you see, I'm sure everybody tonight is going to dream about elephants, or if you see a monkey or a kafod. A kafud is some kind of ape also, I think. Doma lekof, right? Chaya doma lekof, Rashi says. Has a long tail, right? It's Shmo Martina. I don't know if it means a Martin. Martin is not like a monkey. It's what?
Kifud is a porcupine.
And maybe in modern Hebrew. But Rashi says it's like a monkey, and it has a long tail. It's some long-tailed monkey. Right, if you see an elephant, right, peel and pella go together. Nasha, what's it called? You'll have miracles happen to you. Lokasha. Hada masarig, hada lo masarig. It depends if the elephant has a saddle on it, or it doesn't have a saddle. If it has a saddle, it's a good sign. If it doesn't have a saddle, it's a bad sign. And some say masarig means it has a muzzle. Okay, I might put a muzzle on an elephant. In any case, a harness, yeah. Kol mini mateches yofid lechalom, chutz mibar, pasol v'kardo. All different kinds of metal instruments are good signs in a dream, except for a mar. A mar is pashur. I think it's a hoe. Pasol is a chisel, and kardom is a hatchet. You see any of these things, a hoe, a chisel, or a hatchet, that's only if you saw them with their handles. If you saw them without the handle, then it's not a bad sign. Kum lani peiros yofen lechalom. All different kinds of fruits are good signs in a dream. Chutz mipagei tmara. Except for unripe dates, kol minei yirakos yofen lechalom. All different kinds of vegetables are a good sign. Chutz mei rashi liftos, except for the tops of turnips. You dream about turnip tops, not a good sign. V'omarav lo i'atrei adechosei roshi liftos. Right? But Rav said, I didn't get rich until I dreamt about turnip tops. So it was a good sign. Ki chaza v'kinayu chaza. So he saw it, what's it called, when they were connected to the ground. Then it's a good sign. If you see cut turnip tops, then it's not a good sign. Kol mini tzivonim yofim l'chalom, all different colors. If you see colors in a dream, I don't know if it means if you see the name of the color or you see just the color. Chutz min ha-tcheles, except for tcheles. You think tcheles would be a good sign, tcheles not a good sign. Kol mini ofos yofim l'chalom, all different birds are good. Chutz min karya, the kipufa, the korpai, except those three birds. See Rashi? The reason they're not a good sign is because they look crazy. They're in fact you make a bracha mishana habrios when you see monkeys or whatever. Could be the reason you do that is there's a medrash that says that Adam Harishon, when he was in Cherem for 100 and something, I remember now what's it called, until he had Chase, so he had all different kinds of shadim. And he also had monkeys. Children look like monkeys. What's it called? So the opposite of evolution, right? The monkeys came from people, not the people came from monkeys. So he had, what's it called? He had children that didn't have the shamans like there were apes during that time. So it could be that that's why they're mishunim b'mareim, because they're really supposed to be people. They're just crazy-looking people, right? Ape-looking people. Okay. What? I don't know. Yeah, you make a bracha, what's it called? And kof, we'll get to it later on in the Gemara. Kofud, chaya shedom la kof. Kofud is a chaya that looks like a monkey. The yeshlo zon of aroch and has a long tail. Ushmo martina. Okay, the mesarig ukuf al gabot. If it has what's called a saddle, then it's a good sign. The yeshom rimnosum ba'afser. Afser, I think, means a harness, yeah. Chutz mimar, pashur, that's a hoe. Pasol, the liar is a chisel. Okay, go on. On these birds, I don't know what they are. Karya, kapufa, and korpai. He says the oruch says karya is a kos, a yanshuf is kadya the kapufa. I don't know what these are. It could be an owl. It's a yanshuf, I think, is an owl. Okay, let's go on. The chazanu b'katayu shru'uyim l'malachtum mechabil l'hashvitz. If you saw them with the handle, then these are things that are destructive, chisels and hoes and whatever. So there's a bad sign. If you didn't see them with the handle, then they're not prepared to do any harm. Then they're not a bad sign. Pagei tmara shelo bishlu kol tzarchum, unripe dates. The kinayu b'mechuber. If you saw them connected to the ground. Alva betalish simen hula makos, ki the pasher le barhedya larava kulfe bolata. Right? The turnips, if they're connected to the ground, they're a good sign. But if they're unconnected to the ground, they look like a club. So it's a sign you're going to get clubbed. Tcheles yoroku, mishapon of yorukim cholehu. Tcheles, he says, is like green. And somebody whose face is green means he's sick. Okay? So it's a sign of sickness. Now, tcheles is not green. Lechora, what's it called? And sometimes Rashi says yorok, and it means blue. Right? Yorok, we know yorok is what's it called, is green. And it makes sense, because yorokos are yorok, they're greenery. Right? They aren't blue vegetables, usually. It's hard to say that it's aquamarine or bluish-green yorok. And here, it's mashma that tcheles looks like green, not necessarily like blue. Okay. Karya Yavnitz. Right, you may turn green. Person turns green, means you sick.
What? Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're Italian. It means that you're, what's it called? You have a greenish, you know, and an olive complexion. You, what's it called? Green means you're sick. What's a person turns green? We even say today it means you're going to throw up. Okay. Karya Yavnitz, Kafufa Tsuvita. Right, it's an owl. Looks, it has like jaws, like a human being. This an owl. I think that's what it is. Karpai talfa, whatever it is. Okay, right. Gimel nichnasim leguf, ein haguf nehenamehen. Three things go into the body, and the body has no enjoyment from it. And the Maharsha says that's why we don't make any brachas on these things. Gudganios, the kafnios, upage tomorrow. Right? They are gudganios. Rashi says sirtish. I don't know what it is. What does it say? Cherries? Okay. But cherries people get in, enjoyment from. Oh, sour cherries. That's what it says there?
Okay.
Oh. Kafnios mint marim, right? My bad, dates. And upage tomorrow, we had before, is unripe dates. Shlosha einich nosen laguf aguf nehenemihim. Three things don't go into your body, and the body does get enjoyment from it. But you don't make a brach on these either, because they don't go into your body. Elohein rechitza, sicha v'tashmish. Right? When you wash, get enjoyment from it, but it doesn't go into your body. Sicha, when you put something on your body, it doesn't go indirectly. You, what's it called? You smear oil on your body. It's a good feeling. And tashmish, and having relations. Shlosha me'ein olam haba. There are three things that are me'ein olam haba. Elohein. Shabbos, Shemesh, the Tashmish. Now, the Marsha points out, we normally think Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba because it's similar to Olam Haba. Right? It's a ruchniyistic a day, and it represents the culmination of the 6 days of work, so it has a concept of Olam Haba. But here from this Gemara, it's Mashma, not like that. There's another idea of Shabbos Me'ein Olam Haba. The enjoyment, the pleasure of Shabbos is like Olam Haba, just like the sun is a more spiritual pleasure. Tashmish Hamita also is, even though it's a physical thing, but it's a more spiritual pleasure that a person gets. He doesn't get the pleasure from the actual physical thing. It's a more spiritual pleasure. And one second. The Gemara says that it doesn't mean Tashmish Hamita. It means going to the bathroom. Right? It's a more relief. It's a relief. And therefore, he says Shabbos also means the food on Shabbos has a special taste that's Me'ein Olam Haba. So it's an ethereal kind of taste, not the regular gashmiistic of food of the week. It has more. It's more of a spiritual enjoyment that comes from the food.
I read once about these three things specifically relating to Olam Haba. The sun is like the light of the Shechina that you can see a little bit in this world, and Shabbos is the total rest of Olam Haba, and Tashmish because it's the like height of coming together with another, with the Creator.
Okay, but the Gemara says not talking about that Tashmish. So I'm going to the bathroom. Okay, we'll see in a second. Versus Tashmish Demai. What Tashmish are we talking about? Ilema Tashmish Hamita Hok Nikrish Kochish. Tashmish Hamita makes you weak. Ela Tashmish Nekovim. It's talking about going to the bathroom. Okay. Rashi. Shemesh Chamazorachas. Nice sunlight is a Hano like Olam Haba. And okay, right. Shlosha Meshivim Daito Shaladam. Eluhain. There are three things that comfort a person. Right? When you're sad or whatever, these perk you up. Kol, mar, and reyach. A nice sound, right? Kol, shal mine zemer, or kol orev shal isha. Right? Nice singing voice of a woman, which you're not allowed to listen to unless it's your wife or whatever, and she's tar. Or stam, nice music. Cheers a person up. That's meshivin daito shal adam, Marsha says. It cheers you up. And mara, seeing something, a nice painting or something, or a nice scenery, also cheers you up. And nice smelling, nice besamim cheers you up. Shlosha marchivin daita shalodim. This isn't cheering you up when you're bad. This gives you broad feeling of wanting to enjoy this world a little bit more. This is more. The other one is to take away a negative. This is to create a positive. What are they? Girana, nice house. The ishana, nice wife. The kalim noim, a nice furniture, a nice kalim. Those things are broaden a person's feelings. Rashi, a kalim can be close to, yeah. Clothing also. Kol, okay, we said already, right there. Chamisha echad mishishim. Was it a good thing to make you, I don't know, it's what's it called? If you use it properly, yeah. Use it as an incentive then to do proper things. If you use an incentive to run after this world, then it's not a good thing. If you use it as an incentive to make your have a good environment, then it's a good thing. Chamisha echad mishishim. There are five things that are 1/60th of something else. Eluhein. Eish, Dvash, Veshabbos, Veshina, Vechalom. Eish echad mishishim uGehenim. Fire is 1/60th of Gehenna. The Marsha first says 1/60th is not really, doesn't mean it, just a number that Chazal picked to say that it has something like it. Then he says maybe it's a bit of a barov. Now we find that the smallest amount that still maintains the identity of something is when it's 1/60th. If it's less than 1/60th, it loses its identity. So these things have a little bit of the mamashis of the thing that it's like. Right? Fire is not Gehenim, but there's a little bit of the identity of Gehenim in fire. There's a connection. Dvash echa mishishim laman. The dvash is 1/60th of man. There's something about honey that has a connection to the man. There's the identity of the man is the smallest amount was in honey. Shabbos echa mishishim lolam haba. Shabbos is 1/60th of olam haba. There's a concept of olam haba in Shabbos. And shina echa mishishim lamisa. Shina is 1/60th of death. Right? In other words, the concept of death has its smallest identity in sleeping. What's death? When the neshama and the body are separated completely. Sleeping is when your neshama and your body are separated partially. And chalom echa mishishim lenevuah. And a dream is 1/60th of nevuah. Shisha dvarim simin yofa. There are six things that are simin yofa lechola, that are a good sign if a person's sick. If you do these things or have these things, it's a good sign. What are they? Eluhem. Itush, if you sneeze. Zeya, if you sweat, right, which takes away the fever, sweating. The shilshul, if you, what's it called, you're able to go to the bathroom, you have shilshul. You don't have to translate it. Keri, right, v'shiva, and sleep. V'chalo, and a sick person who has a dream. Itush dechsiv, atishosav tohel, or. Right, says in Eov that the sneezing will bring light. It's a good sign. Zeya dechsiv, zeya satecha tochalechem. Right, now, here, lechora, what's it called? The Marsha says that's a klala, that you'll eat your bread with the sweat of your nose. Right, so he says just a simen. It's just a simen that, what's it called, that zeya is a good thing for the cholos. In other words, if you want to remember which of these six things there are, remember this pasuk, zeya satecha. Not from that pasuk we know that it's good. That's what the Marsha says. Shilshul dichsiv maher tsoa lehipaseach. There also, that pasuk is not a good pasuk. That pasuk in Yirmiyah is talking about tsaris coming to Klal Yisrael. But again, if you want to remember the six things, remember this pasuk. It mentions tsoa. Veloyomus leshachas keri dichsiv yira zera yarech yomi. Here Taka says that if you'll see zera, it's a sign you'll have a long life. Sheina dichsiv yoshanti oz yanuachli. Chalom dechsiv, atachlimeini, vatechayeni. Tachlimeini can mean, lahachlim means to get better, but it also means to dream. Okay. Shisha dvar merapin es acholam echolyo. There's six things that cure a person. Urefuas or refuah, and it's a lasting refuah. Eluhe. Kruv, cabbage. The tardin is spinach. The sisin is some kind of, it says polio, some kind of beans. The sisim yaveshim, dry polio, what's it called, beans. The keva, stomach, what's it called, of an animal. What is it? The kushka kishka. Okay. The haras, I don't know what that is. See Rashi if he says. Second, where are we up to? Here, itush, let's go back a little bit. Itush estranuder, that's sneezing. When you pour out a kli, it's called tzi'ya. Shenemar v'shalachti lo tzoin itza'uhu. The kelev yariku, b'moav k'siv. So, by Yirmiyah. So it says, when you pour out the kelev, so when you pour yourself out, that's going to the bathroom with shilshul, it's like pouring yourself out. V'tachlimeni v'techayeni b'chizkiyo k'siv. Tardin blitz. Mesisin bishul polio. V'horas shahashlil betocha. Ah, that's what's it called? Horas is the placenta. Placenta. V'yoseres hakaved, right? Is the gallbladder. Yeah, that's what's on top of the liver, not the gallbladder. The bile bladder. Bile. Well, what comes from what's it called? The bile comes from what? What? Gallbladder. Okay. So that's what it is. Those are all good for refuah, and the refuah remains. The Eishomer Ach Dagim Ketanim. And some say even little fish, sardines. Velo od elishadagim ktanim machum ravim kol gulish olam. Eating sardines, what's it called, gives your whole body vitality. Umavrin lashem brius, it heals you and gives you vitality. Okay, asar dvarim achzirin sachol lecholyo. 10 things, if you were sick and you got better, these things will make you sick again. They don't make you sick to begin with, but they'll return you, they'll give you a relapse. Bechol yokosha, and when you get the relapse, worse than the first time around. Elohei, ha'ochel boser shor, if you eat ox meat, boser shamein, or fat meat, boser tzli, or al ha'esh, what's it called, roasted meat, boser tziporim, bird meat, ubeitza tzluya, hard-boiled eggs, roasted. You roast the egg. V'tiglachas, right? And getting a haircut. V'shachalayim. Shachalayim is, what is shachalayim? Cress. Okay, that's a kind of lettuce, I think. Yeah. It's a vegetable. What's it called? The rich people eat watercress sandwiches. It's an expensive vegetable. Bahacholav, bahagvina, milk and cheese, bahamirchats, and taking a hot bath. The yeshomrim afegozim. Some people say also nuts. The yeshomrim afkishuim. And some people say also, squash. Sirashi. V'tziglachas in Megaleach. We didn't get it yet. Tani Dvei Rishmael. Loma Nikra Shemen Shmon Kishuim. Why are they called Kishuim? They shame Koshim Laguf. Kacharovos. They're bad for the body like swords. Right? It's not good to eat the squash. Maybe that's why they're called squash. In any case. Eini. V'haksi V'yomra Hashem Lo Shnei Goyim B'vitneich. Al Tikre Goyim Al Geyim. Right? That the Rabban Hashem told Rivka she has two Geyim. Two big people, right? Two haughty people, not haughty in the bed, and then what's it called? Two great people inside of her. He was referring in the future, right? Esav obviously wasn't great, but from Esav would come Antoninus, who would be a great person, but great also meaning rich and whatever. And Rebbe, Shlo Pasuk Mishulchanim Lo Tznon Velo Chazeres Velo Kishuim. Right, they always had vegetables even out of season. The vegetables that were normally winter vegetables, they had in the summer too. Summer vegetables and the winter. They were very rich. They were able to bring these, import these things. Now they have it all over. In America, you have what's it called, watermelon in the winter, and because they import from everywhere in the world, you can have anything you want out of season. So they always had these vegetables. Right, summer or winter. So the Chorus says one of the things they have on their table is kishuim. If kishuim were bad things, why'd they have these vegetables if they're harmful? Lokasha. Habarab ravi habizutri. It depends if they're big or small. Big squash, right, is not good. But little squashes are okay. Okay. Rashi says zutri yofen. The little ones are okay. Right. Father Rabbanan. Yeah, this is only get a relapse. Right, no, but it says that the Gemara says that kishuim are only not a relapse. Kishuim are bad for you altogether. Then the Gemara answers that. Tana Rabbanan, Meis Babayis, Shalom Babayis. Okay, if there's a dead body in the house, that means there's peace in the house. I don't know if this is with a dream or this is real. Not sure. If it means that you dream about a mace in your house, it's a sign of shalom. Or taka, when somebody's dead in the house, it's a sign of shalom. It sounds wild. The Marashah doesn't say anything about this. Okay. Ochol v'shosim abayis, simin yofel abayis. If you ate and drank in the house, it's a good sign for the house. Notel kelim in habayis, simin ral abayis. If you took things out of the house, right, that's a bad simin. Now, it could be that what's it called, that to tell you something, I don't say anybody who says this, but there's a Rekiva Eger that seems to say there's an Indian not to take things out of a base oval. You don't take things out of a house of an oval. Things you bring there, you leave there, and things that are there, you don't take out. It could be these all go together. If there's a mace in the house, that's a sign of shalom in the house. Eating and drinking in the house, that's why people have a minig. to by an oval, to go and eat and drink by the oval, make brachas or whatever, that's also a good sign. But if you take things out of the house of the oval, it's a siman ra. So maybe if you learn that these all go together, it's a makor, why not take things out of the base oval? Kirgumar apapa misana misandla, right? Papa says only by shoes and sandals that you shouldn't take out of the house. Called the shakal shachva mali bar misani misandla. Called the Yohim Shachva Mali Barmi Afra Vachardla. Oh, it's like I said that. Anything that a dead person gives you, okay, anything you take from a dead person is good, except for sandals and the shoes. And that's why it says that, what's it called? There's also an Indian that if a person wore shoes when they were diseased, and they died from that disease, or they died with their shoes on, then those shoes are saklana to wear. You tear them up and don't let anybody wear them. If a person left over shoes that he didn't wear when he was dead, when he died, or when he was dying of, then there's nothing wrong with those shoes. He can wear those shoes. But here's Mashma, the same thing. Taking shoes from a dead person is a bad sign. Called the Yoiv Shachin, whatever, you give to a dead person, Mali Barbe Afra Vachardla, except for offer. Dirt and chardol is horseradish. Rashi, you'll see. Masan of Masan, simen yotzei chutz, shu motzei acherim min habayis. Right? Looks like you're being thrown out of the house. Afra simen hu sheremez lem kfura. So, Masha, you're being hinted that you're going to be buried too. Okay. Again, I don't know if these are dreams or this is stam. Okay. Malkam shenekra. Okay, this is the next piece is basically... And what's it called? Let's go on. So we'll finish off the Amud, even though we finish with these dreams. So tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, maybe we'll speak a little bit about dreams, and then we'll go ahead, which now is the next piece is, okay, let's just finish off the Amud. Malkam Shenekri Menu Avodas Galulin. Says if you saw a place where Avodas Zara was uprooted from, you make a bracha. Tanur Rabbanan, Haroa Markulis. If you see Mercury, right, that Avodah Zarah, which is Markulis, Omer Boros Hanosin Erech Apayim La'Ovrei Ritzono. So you make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hanosin Erech Apayim La'Ovrei Ritzono. In other words, if it wasn't uprooted. So you say the Rabbanu Shem has patience even with people who go against his will. Makom Shenekra, then Avodah Zarah, you see a place where Avodah Zarah was uprooted, Omer Boros Shokar Akomi Artzeinu. This is only in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to be Oker Avodah Zarah. So you make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shokar Akum Yarseinu, Ukeshem Shenekri, Makom Zeh, Kein Teokra Mikol Mekomos, Yisrael. Right? Just like it was uprooted from this place, should be uprooted from all other places where Jews are, V'hashiv Lev Ovdeim La'Ovdecha, and you should return the hearts of those that serve Avodah Zarah to serve you. U'bechutz La'aretz, Ein Tzarech La'omar, V'hashiv Lev Ovdeim La'Ovdecha, Nishiruba Ovdei Kochavim. In Chutz La'aretz, you don't say that because most people there are Ovdei Kochavim. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, at the Chutz La'aretz, Tzarech Lomar Kein. They shall see them this guy. In Chutz La'aretz also, they're going to be Megayer. It doesn't mean they're going to become Jews. It means they're going to be Mekabel Sheva Mitzvei Noach. Shenemer, Oz Epochel Amim Sofa Barura. Doshe Rav Amenuna, Haro Bechol Bovel, Harishah. You see Bovel, the wicked Bovel. Tzarech Levorech Chamish Brachos. Have to make five brachos. What are they? Ra Bavel, Omer Baruch Shehechri Bavel, Harishah. If you see the ruins of Bavel, which is Iraq, you make a bracha that Baruch Hashem, that he destroyed this evil Bavel. Ra Beisel Shevuchadnetzer, if you see Nebuchadnetzer's house, Omer Baruch Shehechri Beisel Shevuchadnetzer in Russia. Ra Gov Shel Arayis, O Kivshin Ha'esh, if you saw the lion's den where Daniel was, or the Kivshin Ha'esh, Omer Baruch Shehosa Nisim Lavoseinu Amokam Hazeh. Ra Markulis, they used to have that Avodah Zarah in Bavel. Omer Baruch Shenosin Erech Apayim Lo Ritzono. Ra Makom Shenot Mimenu Offer, right? If you see the place that they take from Bavel, they used to take for building, what's it called, Offer. Okay, so you make a bracha, Baruch Omer V'Ose, Gozer U'Mekayim. Okay, Rashi. What? Because that's one of the brachas you make when you see Bavel, because Bavel had also Markolis there. These are five brachas you can do. If you go visit Bavel, you have five things that you can make brachas on. Afra, that we didn't say. Levo of Damshel Toshi Israel Mishpao. Right? Aposhe Yisrael Mispal. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a lot of Obdei Avodah Zarah, Jews. So you're Mispal, they should do tshuva. In Chutz Laaretz, they're all Goyim. Why do you have to Mispal for Goyim that they should do tshuva? So the other Bad Yomer says, no, even Goyim, Lashid Lavo, do tshuva tonight and be Mispal for them. Kivshin Shal Eish. Chathira shehusik bo kivshonim shel Hanani Mishav Azari. You see the place where Hanani Mishav Azari were thrown into their furnace. Makom shenotni menu offer. Makom yesh bevavel. She'ein behem ayotze misham. If they don't see malei offer, they offer a makom. There's a place in Bavel where they don't let animals leave that place unless they put earth on it from that place. But who siven hashman miklaloseh shel Bavel he. It's a sign of destruction, and it's one of the klalos that Bavel got. The soap also makom ein bo yishuv velo zerav lo netziah. So a place that's totally, utterly not built up in Bavel, it represents the destruction of Bavel. So you make a brach on that place. Gozer makayim shegozer lashmid of the kayim. The Baruch Hashem decreed that Bavel be destroyed, and he was makayim his promise, his decree.